All week, 20 middle school and high school students from throughout the Roaring Fork Valley have been working with CU Boulder climate scientists and Colorado Film School mentors to create films about climate change impacts in our communities.
My name is Sarah Johnson, and I'm the director of the Youth Water Leadership Program and also the founder of Wild Rose Education. The Youth Water Leadership Program goals matched up perfectly with the Lens on Climate Change goals. And through some professional networks across Colorado and actually across the country, I was connected to the director of CU Boulder's outreach program, which one of their programs is the Lens on Climate Change.
My name is Erin Leckie, and I'm the program manager for the Lens on Climate Change. The Lens on Climate Change is run through the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences. It's a research institute at the University of Colorado. We do education and outreach programs in Boulder and around the state. And so this project is funded by the National Science Foundation, and the principal investigator on this, the person who wrote the grant, wrote it to NSF trying to get funding to do a program that would engage kids about climate change using both like their artistic side and their science side. So that's sort of how the project was born, to find a different way to connect kids to this hard, to connect to issues. You know, this is a big global nightmare, this giant mess. How is a middle schooler supposed to feel anything other than, you know, dread or, you know, vague dread or just completely checked out about it?
I'm George Sukup. I am in the sixth grade and I go to the Carbondale Community School. I don't know, I was just kind of excited to make a video. I was hoping it might actually change something about the world.
The film topics that the students are exploring range from the drying of the Colorado River to reusing bikes.
We're making it about the Colorado River not making it all the way to Mexico.
Okay.
And how it's being overused by everybody, and how you could use less water, like Las Vegas with their giant fountains that are taken from the Colorado River, and it serves no purpose for them.
My name is Quinn, and I'm going into seventh grade. This bike thing, a life cycle of a bike, it's going to be about, instead of throwing your bike away, like fixing it, because a fixable bike is a usable bike.
My name is Uliana Hordisky. I have my PhD from the University of Colorado in Boulder. My PhD is in geological sciences, and I specialize in glaciology. So in that realm is climate change, how glaciers melt in the Himalaya, and to create these glacial floods that affect villagers. So the group I'm mentoring, they're all in middle school, and we're working on cows, which I know nothing about, and I'm learning as we go. What they're specifically looking at is the methane emissions from cows. And we're going to be visiting a sustainable setting to understand how they're trying to sequester that methane and really have less of an impact on the environment. So I'm really curious to learn about, especially in these smaller towns, because I live outside of Denver. You know, it's very curious to know how mountain towns are turning more sustainable and how we can use that as an example in some of the more urban and suburban places. So one of the discussions we've been having in our group is we love burgers, we love ice cream, you know, we don't want to be giving up these things, but cows are giving off methane, which is changing climate, so how do we balance all this? And there are ways to actually be sustainable while not having to give up all those conveniences of our lives. So I don't think we're going to get anywhere by saying we have to just cut all emissions now, no cars, no beef, no ice cream. This is not going to work. We have to take baby steps, you know, and I think through education, that's really where we start.
My name's Dick Allweiss. I have in the past taught at Colorado Film School. Children already know how to use this equipment to some degree, and I think it's more smoothing their workflow and giving them opportunities to try things. I am inspired by how much they care about the subject matter and the importance of doing this work for their peers.
The community is invited to a screening of the five short films at the Third Street Center on Saturday, June 16th at 2 p.m. For the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, I'm Megan Weber.
Okay, see you later.